This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. Get back into the big story of the day at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. Talk about that great start last night from A.J. Smith-Shawver.
Yes.
Matt Olson with an inside-the-park home run.
Yes.
There's obviously a lot more details to it than that, which we'll talk about, and obviously, hoping that the young kid recovers quickly, because that was a tough collision with the wall.
Yes, it was.
Brandon Adams going to join us in an hour as well. Dog Nation Daily podcast host, UGA lands a big time quarterback recruit in the class of 2026. We'll ask BA about it in about an hour as well.
Hey, now get in here, go into our little office, and there's two packs of skins. I love me some skins, man. Love me some good old poke rinds. And so Abe brought them for him. Appreciate you, Abe. He says, they're too hot for me. Mm-hmm. And so I just was in here eating some of them, and I felt like how kind of like how Shaq was with that chip. It's nothing. And so I'm sitting here like, okay, Abe, and I'm still waiting for it. I mean, he got a little something.
You're like, because he said that, so yeah. You were like, all right, what am I getting myself into
like,
here?
Like the chip.
Right. You were waiting for it to show up.
Waiting for it to.
Still no?
No. I'm good over here.
I'm not trying to like burn you here. I mean, I don't deal with heat well.
Now, to be fair, Abe did preface giving them to you for that reason by calling himself kind of a bad name.
Yes, he did.
He said, this is, I realize what type of behavior this
is. It's a wimpy move.
Yeah, wimpy move.
But it was better when you said the cuss word.
Yeah, right. You're right. I don't want to get in trouble. But he did say that.
He did.
Like, he did own that, and he's not a big, not everybody's
it's
big.
It's a handoff of shame. I'm fully well aware. Yeah.
Abe Gordon, spicy takes, not big on spicy foods.
Yeah. He doesn't deal with heat well.
Doesn't like heat well.
Yeah, doesn't like heat well.
Neither does. I mean, I've been around people like that. Like my mother-in-law, like you put like I don't even know the things that she thinks are spicy. You put a little too much salt in it. Uh-huh. She's like, "Ooh, what'd you put in this?" Julie.
I'm all about that fire.
Yeah, I like a little spice. Yeah. I mean, I don't like it like you and Bo do, but I like some. I'll put some hot sauce on some stuff.
Oh no, maybe.
But I don't need like hot. I don't need like the ghost pepper stuff. I'm not trying to hurt.
I don't eat ghost peppers unless I'm talking about they got to be, because you're supposed to let them soak and cook. Like both be trying to eat. No, I'm not eating no ghost pepper like that. Why would I do that, Andy? Told you after that damn whole Walkman situation. I stopped, doing it like that. You know, remember I told you at 4th of July on the Army base over in Germany?
Oh, yes.
And we had jalapeno pepper eating contest, and I won, and they still gave her a Walkman?
Yeah, you did all the work.
Yeah, I did all the work, and she got a Walkman, too.
And she got one anyway? That's ridiculous.
No. Yeah, man.
Participation trophy at its finest.
I ain't with that.
No.
I will take my kids. I will take theirs away.
You got to earn. Yeah. You got to eat the peppers to get the Walkman.
Yeah, and keep them down. She threw them up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's two strikes.
Yeah.
And she got one anyway?
First and only time I've ever.
Dude, I bet throwing up jalapenos is
my
awful.
First and only time I've ever pulled a porta potty and debunker situation.
Mm-hmm.
I had to, dude.
I like to be known that way.
Yeah, I had to.
That means you used a porta potty?
Yeah, man. Got it. I had to, dude. That was my damn guts.
Pulled an Andy bunker. What's that mean? It means I used a porta potty.
Not just using a porta potty, sitting on a porta potty stool.
Sat down. Yeah. That's nothing to me. It's kind of how you feel about spice is how I feel about public toilets.
Nothing to me.
Absolutely nothing. Have you seen clips of that show? I don't know what it's called. Abe might know what it's called. Where the guy interviews celebrities while they eat like increasingly hotter chicken wings.
Mm-mm.
It's called Hot Ones.
Yeah, Hot Ones.
He gets great. He has great questions. Uh-huh. I don't know who the guy is, but he has really, really good questions.
Sean Evans.
Sean Evans.
Okay.
And the wings go for, and maybe there's eight of them or something like that. And they start off reasonable and they get to the point where the people are just in physical pain.
Right.
Would you do that?
No. Like money?
I don't know.
Oh, they're going to pay me for the rent?
I don't know if you get paid or not.
Okay.
Interview show.
Okay, here's the thing. All right.
Build the brand up.
Tell me this now, okay? Because this is, I'll use Abe as an example for good, okay? All right. Do you have to eat the chicken wing like Abe eats them?
Oh, I don't think so. Okay. Just one bite.
Just a bite.
Oh, yeah. Just a bite? Okay.
Just one bite.
Okay. All right. Okay.
It's good. It's a fun show.
It is a fun show. It's a really good idea.
Okay. Probably.
Okay.
Probably. But you got to go all the way down to like eight of them, right?
Well, yeah, the goal is to make it through.
Okay, so you got to get
while also still answering questions about your life or career.
Okay. Everyone makes it through, but they handle it with varying degrees of respect.
There's that you've seen the gif of Idris Elba. That's from that.
Yeah. Okay.
Like,
okay. I got you.
And
I got you.
They've had all kinds of different famous celebrities on there doing funny interviews.
Okay.
Like, yeah, some people can handle it, some people can't.
The best is when they're just completely
unimpacted.
No, I like it when they're hilariously unimpacted.
Oh, I like it when they
like
can't
Jenna Ortega
handle.
Did one, and she just
just faced them.
Yeah,
was
not a thing. No problem.
Yeah,
that's great.
Okay.
And then some guys are like struggling with like wing three, like, oh man, it's gonna be a rough episode.
My stepmom grew up in El Paso, and so she, you know, a lot of like spicy foods and Mexican food and stuff like that. And at one point in our house, she had one of those pepper things that hang down. Mm-hmm. I don't know what those are even called, but you know what it is. Mm-hmm. They have them in like Mexican restaurants sometimes. Mm-hmm. A bunch of red peppers hanging down. It was pretty cool decoration. But we had a dog that jumped up and bit the bottom and like was chewing on it.
Arr,
we thought he was going to die.
He's going to die.
We thought the poor dog was going to die, man. Arr,
yes. I had to put those pork rinds in a special area because I didn't want to take a chance Chipper would jump up, pull them down, and then that would be a real problem.
Yeah, you don't need that.
You don't want that.
Any of those problems. All right, so the Celtics shot 60 threes last night and missed 45 of them. It's an NBA record for missed threes.
And just kept shooting them, Andy.
Just kept shooting them. Just jacking them up.
Just kept shooting them.
Like they didn't know. Like they didn't know that they were having a bad shooting night. There was absolutely no change of strategy whatsoever in the game last night for the Boston Celtics. Not to mention no one really played particularly well. Like Jaylen Brown had 23. Jason Tatum had 23. Brown was 1 of 10 from 3. And Jason Tatum was 4 of 15.
And guess kept shooting.
They were 5 of 25 between the two of them from 3. That's just outrageous that you would do that in a game and not change your strategy. The Knicks were able to walk them down in the fourth quarter. They made some big plays, and they took care of them in overtime. Like, look, that's how the Celtics lose playoff games.
Yep.
We've talked about it the last couple of years. I still feel like they're fine. But and we talked about the series yesterday, kind of getting into it. It's like they're going to lose one of these games because there's going to be a night where they just don't make their threes. I didn't think they were going to miss 45 of them, but they did.
That's even funny when you say it.
It's an insane amount of three-pointers to miss, man. It's a crazy number,
man.
But that's what they did.
You know, and when they went up by 20, they commenced to shooting 10 straight threes and missed all 10.
Yep.
My thing is, when we talk about the three free throws and layups, they were making moves. Just go by him.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jason Tatum could go past anybody, but he was getting matched up with Brunson and them and Carl. Take him off the dribble. It was unbelievable how they shot themselves out and did the one thing they could not do with the Knicks is let them get confidence and let it be close in the fourth quarter.
You said it yesterday.
Because that guy.
Yep. That's right.
That guy. You saw it.
Yep.
You saw it. There's three straight threes. Bam.
Yep.
Bam. Bam.
And I couldn't believe he missed the little. Ran a great play.
Oh,
good pass from Carl Anthony Towns.
What a play by Tibbs drew up.
Surprised he missed the kind of the floater bank with his strong hand going to his strong side. But didn't matter. They got him in overtime. And like you mentioned, like that's the thing. If the Knicks are able to drag them into the fourth quarter in a close game, they got the best closer in the series.
I mean, it ain't, like, yes.
And I think Tatum and Brown are both really good, but Jalen Brunson's he's the clutch player of the year in the NBA.
I mean, and you said it yesterday, even though I was talking about, well, they said nobody was on the injury report. Something's still wrong with them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
What happened to Porzingis? I don't know.
He got sick.
Okay. But I'm just saying, like, for you not to, first of all, for Joe Mazzulla not to tell his guys, hey, let's try something different.
At a certain point.
Yeah, at a certain
point.
It
just has to be like,
when do you like, hey, guys,
that's not the night.
We got to try something different.
Yeah.
Because when I kept looking, I was like, it's not even it's like 2 minutes left in the game, and they're not even 100 yet. barely over 100. He's like, let's try something different. But yeah, no, they just shot themselves out of it and everything like that. Same thing with in the last game, in the second game, you know, I got a chance to step and watch. Like, who would have thought Russell Westbrook would have made that play?
No one.
I thought Russ was just going to put his head down and do something crazy.
Everyone would have assumed in that moment, because he had enough time to do something crazy.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
He didn't he got the ball to Gordon, because Gordon got the shot off with about 2 or 3 seconds left, right? Because there was still time on the clock.
Yes.
I think the Thunder got a shot off.
Yes.
It was obviously a full court heave. But yeah, when Chet Holmgren missed both of those free throws and nobody wanted to grab the rebound. You know why nobody grabbed the rebound? Because Russell Westbrook took off like a rocket down the court to get the outlet
pass. Like, what the hell? Somebody get the ball.
So Brown grabs it and kicks it to him. And yeah, my thought was the same as yours. Like, oh my God, what's he about? He's about to go 1-on-3.
Yep.
Because if he doesn't score, they lose.
Yeah.
Because they're down by one at the time.
He draws the guys to him and then just finds
perfect kick.
Finds Gordon. And I mean, it was perfect.
In rhythm.
Why, if you're the Thunder, do you foul and get Jokic back in the game?
Yeah.
He's out of the game. They have no timeouts.
Yeah, and I know that they had they were doing the up three foul, so they shoot 2 free throws thing. The other thing about that is, even if you're gonna use that strategy and it allows Jokic to get back into the game with their no timeouts, maybe wait a minute. You know what I mean? Like, they fouled on the catch immediately. You got to turn and come down court a little bit, let 4 or 5 seconds run off the clock. That might have been the difference in the game if they waited a little bit of time.
You know who did that perfect? The Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
When they fouled Jaylen Brown they had a foul to give anyways, but how they waited and waited and waited right before Jaylen Brown was about to let go of that three, and Karl Anthony Towns
fouled him right there.
Fouled him right then and there.
Right before the gather. Because when he did that, I was like, no, Kat, no, you didn't.
Yes.
Did you foul him on a three?
Perfect
timing. Right time. Perfect timing.
Perfect timing.
Yeah,
they threw the ball away. Bridges took the ball away.
Yeah, a great play by Bridges.
Like, they went – this – I'm telling you, they're built, talking about the Knicks, to match up with the Celtics body for body. Because they got big wings that can guard Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
Yep.
And they got a damn closer.
And
Drew Holiday just don't look right.
Celtics,
even though he played well.
Exactly. But a healthy Celtics, I feel like, has no, you know, six, five, whatever, no issue with these guys. I don't know. You saw it last night. They're not going to miss 45 threes again, I don't think. But who knows?
Who knows?
They might.
They
I wouldn't be surprised if they take 60 again. Fun night. Fun first night, or I guess there was already a game one in the Pacers-Cavs series, but fun first game in those two.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I think all four of these series are going to be awesome. They're all going to be awesome. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.